Welcome to Stoic Saga Channel. In today's video, we continue our self-development series that began in the previous episode. If you're new here or missed the last episode, you can find the link in the description below. Remember, these lessons are more than just educational content. They're a daily, comprehensive life curriculum. Be sure to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. If you're enjoying this series, show your support by liking the video and commenting "Keep it up" below. Today, we delve deeper into the world of Stoic philosophy with a practical guide to finding peace amidst life's chaos. Forget solitary meditations atop mountain peaks. We're talking about real daily clarity. We'll explore the powerful concept of controlling what you can and letting go of what you cannot, inspired by the wisdom of ancient philosophers like Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius. You'll learn actionable steps to apply Stoic principles into your daily routine, reduce stress, and cultivate mental resilience. Whether you're stuck in traffic, dealing with a cancelled trip, or facing a major life challenge, these insights will help you stay calm and centered. Lesson 1. The one path to serenity, and it ain't what you think. Alright folks, let's talk about finding some peace in this crazy world. We're not talking about meditation retreats or chanting Om on a mountaintop, although hey, if that's your jam, go for it. We're talking about a practical, everyday kind of serenity that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace and a lot less stress. The secret sauce, it's all about control, or lack thereof. Here's the deal. Life is messy. Things happen that are totally out of our control. Traffic jams, bad weather, that jerk who cut you off in line. And if we're not careful, these external events can hijack our emotions and send us spiraling into a pit of frustration and anxiety. But here's the kicker. The only thing we can truly control is our own minds, our thoughts, our beliefs, our reactions. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus put it, the chief task in life is simply this: to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals, not under my control, and which have to do with the choices I actually control. So, how do we put this into practice? 1. Know your circle of control. Imagine a circle. Inside that circle are the things you have direct control over: your thoughts, your actions, your choices. Outside the circle are the things you can't control: the weather, other people's opinions, the stock market. Focus your energy on what's inside the circle and let go of what's outside. 2. Accept what you can't change. This doesn't mean giving up or becoming passive. It means recognizing that some things are simply beyond your influence. Instead of fighting against reality, learn to accept it with grace and equanimity. As the serenity prayer goes, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. 3. Choose your response. When faced with a difficult situation, you always have a choice in how you respond. You can react with anger, frustration, and resentment, or you can choose to respond with calmness, compassion, and understanding. As Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, famously said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The traffic jam, Stoic. Stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic? Instead of cursing and honking, take a deep breath and use the time to listen to a podcast, practice mindfulness, or simply enjoy the forced break from the daily grind. The cancelled flight philosopher. Flight cancelled. Instead of throwing a tantrum, take a moment to assess your options. Can you rebook on a later flight? Is there a hotel nearby where you can rest and regroup? Remember, getting upset won't change the situation, but it will make you miserable. The laid-off optimist. Lost your job. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, use this as an opportunity to reassess your career goals, learn new skills, and explore different paths. Remember, setbacks are often the seeds of new beginnings. The bottom line. Serenity isn't about avoiding life's challenges. It's about facing them with inner strength and resilience. By focusing on what we can control, accepting what we can't, and choosing our responses wisely, we can find peace even in the midst of chaos. As Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Lesson 2. Circle of Control, your personal Zen zone. All right, folks, let's talk about something that's gonna change your life, the circle of control. No, it's not some new age woo-woo stuff. It's a practical tool that can help you stress less, worry less, and focus your energy on what truly matters. Picture this. Imagine a circle. Inside that circle are all the things you have direct control over: your thoughts, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Outside the circle are all the things you can't control: the weather, traffic, other people's opinions, the economy, that annoying song stuck in your head. The Stoic wisdom. This concept isn't new. The ancient Stoics, like Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, were all about focusing on what's within our control and accepting what's not. They knew that trying to control the uncontrollable is a recipe for frustration and misery. So, how does this help you? 1. Stress reduction. When you focus on what's inside your circle of control, you naturally worry less about what's outside. You stop stressing over things you can't change and start focusing on what you can do to improve your situation. 2. Empowerment. Realizing you have control over your thoughts and actions is incredibly empowering. It means you're not a victim of circumstance, but an active participant in your own life. 3. Better decision making. When you're clear about what you can and can't control, you make better decisions. You focus your energy on the things that will actually make a difference and let go of the rest. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The job interview. You can't control whether or not you get the job, but you can control how well you prepare, how you present yourself, and how you follow up. Focus on those things and let go of the outcome. The health diagnosis. You can't control getting sick, but you can control how you respond. You can focus on getting the best possible treatment, maintaining a positive attitude, and making healthy lifestyle choices. The such a social media storm. You can't control what people say about you online, but you can control how you react. You can choose to ignore the negativity, engage in constructive dialogue, or simply log off and focus on something more positive. Expanding your circle. While you can't directly control everything outside your circle, you can often influence it. For example, you can't control the weather, but you can control whether or not you carry an umbrella. You can't control other people's opinions, but you can control how you express your own. By focusing on what you can control, you often gain more influence over what you can't. The bottom line. The circle of control is a simple yet powerful tool for living a more peaceful and fulfilling life. It's about accepting the reality of what you can't change and focusing your energy on what you can. As the Serenity Prayer says, "Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." So, take a moment to draw your own circle of control. What's inside? What's outside? Where are you spending your energy? By focusing on what you can control, you'll find yourself less stressed, more empowered, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Lesson 3. Cut the strings that pull your mind, your DIY guide to mental freedom. All right, folks, let's talk about puppet strings. No, not the ones you see at a marionette show. We're talking about the invisible strings that pull our minds in all sorts of directions, leaving us feeling stressed, anxious, and out of control. What are these strings, you ask? They're the external influences that constantly bombard us. The news cycle, social media, advertising, peer pressure, societal expectations. They're the voices in our heads that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or successful enough. They're the fears and insecurities that hold us back from living our best lives. Why do we need to cut these strings? Because they're keeping us from being truly free. They're limiting our potential, clouding our judgment, and preventing us from finding inner peace. As the philosopher Lao Tzu said, "To attain knowledge, add things every day. To attain wisdom, remove things every day." So, how do we cut these strings? 1. Awareness. The first step is to become aware of the strings that are pulling your mind. What are the external influences that are causing you stress or anxiety? What are the internal voices that are holding you back? Once you identify them, you can start to loosen their grip. 2. Question everything. Don't just accept things at face value. Question the messages you're receiving from the media, from your peers, from your own thoughts. Are they true? Are they helpful? Are they serving your best interests? 3. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to things that don't align with your values or goals. Limit your exposure to negative news and social media. Surround yourself with positive influences and supportive people. 4. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the art of being present in the moment, without judgment. It helps you become aware of your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Regular mindfulness practice can help you detach from the strings that pull your mind and find a sense of inner calm. 5. Cultivate inner strength. Build your resilience and self-confidence. Learn to trust your own judgment and make decisions based on your own values, not on what others think or expect of you. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The news junkie. Feeling overwhelmed by the constant barrage of negative news, limit your news consumption to a specific time each day, or switch to more positive sources of information. The social media scroller. Constantly comparing yourself to others on social media? Take a break from the apps or unfollow accounts that make you feel bad about yourself. The people pleaser. Always saying yes to things you don't want to do. Learn to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. The worrier. Constantly worrying about the future. Practice mindfulness techniques to bring yourself back to the present moment. The bottom line. Cutting the strings that pull your mind is an ongoing process. It takes effort, awareness, and a willingness to challenge your own beliefs and habits. But the rewards are worth it. By freeing yourself from external influences and internal limitations, you can live a more authentic, joyful, and fulfilling life. As the Buddha said, "No one saves us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. We ourselves must walk the path." Lesson 4. Peace is in staying the course, your GPS for a chill life. All right, folks, let's talk about finding peace in a world that's constantly trying to throw us off balance. We're not talking about some hippy-dippy, go-with-the-flow kind of peace. We're talking about a deep-rooted serenity that comes from knowing your values, setting your goals, and sticking to your guns, even when the going gets tough. The FOMO trap. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us we're not doing enough, not being enough, not having enough. We're lured by the shiny promises of social media, the fear of missing out, FOMO, and the pressure to constantly reinvent ourselves. It's like being on a hamster wheel, running faster and faster, but never really getting anywhere. The Stoic solution. The ancient Stoics had a different approach. They believed that true peace comes from aligning our actions with our values, focusing on what we can control, and accepting what we can't. As Seneca put it, "Tranquility can't be grasped except by those who have reached an unwavering and firm power of judgment. The rest constantly fall and rise in their decisions, wavering in a state of alternately rejecting and accepting things." So, how do we stay the course in a world that's constantly trying to distract us? 1. Know thyself. What are your core values? What are your long-term goals? What kind of person do you want to be? Take some time to reflect on these questions and write down your answers. This will be your compass, guiding you through life's storms. 2. Set your sights. Once you know your values and goals, create a plan to achieve them. Break down your big goals into smaller, actionable steps. This will give you a sense of direction and purpose, even when things get chaotic. 3. Stay focused. It's easy to get sidetracked by the latest trends, fads, and shiny objects. But remember, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Stay focused on your own path, even if it means saying no to things that don't align with your values or goals. 4. Embrace the suck. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There will be setbacks, challenges, and moments of doubt. But instead of giving up, embrace the suck. Learn from your mistakes, adapt to new circumstances, and keep moving forward. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait until you reach the finish line to celebrate your progress. Acknowledge and appreciate the small wins along the way. This will keep you motivated and remind you that you're on the right track. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The marathon runner. Training for a marathon is tough. There are days when you want to quit, when you feel like you can't go on. But if you stay the course, trust the process, and keep putting one foot in front of the other, you'll eventually cross that finish line. The entrepreneur. Starting a business is a roller coaster ride. There are highs and lows, successes and failures. But if you stay true to your vision, persevere through the challenges, and learn from your mistakes, you'll eventually build something you're proud of. Autiste. The creative path is often lonely and uncertain. There are times when you doubt your talent, when you feel like giving up. But if you stay committed to your craft, keep creating, and never stop learning, you'll eventually find your voice and make your mark on the world. The bottom line. Peace is not a destination, but a journey. It's about staying true to yourself, even when the world is trying to pull you in different directions. It's about finding your own rhythm, your own pace, and your own path. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." Lesson 5. Never do anything out of habit. Break free from the mental chains. All right, folks, let's talk about habits. No, not the good ones like brushing your teeth or exercising. We're talking about those sneaky, unconscious patterns of behavior that can trap us in a rut and keep us from living our best lives. The habit loop. Ever wonder why you always reach for that bag of chips when you're stressed? Or why you mindlessly scroll through social media for hours on end? It's because our brains are wired to create habits. They're like little shortcuts that save us mental energy, but they can also lead us down some pretty unproductive paths. As the philosopher William James put it, "Habit is thus the enormous flywheel of society, its most precious conservative agent." In other words, habits keep us stuck in our ways, even when those ways aren't serving us anymore. Why break the habit? Habits can be comforting, but they can also be limiting. They can keep us from trying new things, exploring new possibilities, and growing as individuals. As the saying goes, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. Breaking free from our habits allows us to gain awareness. When we break a habit, we become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. We start to notice the triggers that lead us down certain paths and the consequences of our choices. Expand our choices. Habits narrow our focus and limit our options. By breaking free, we open ourselves up to new experiences, new perspectives, and new ways of being. Live more intentionally. When we're not running on autopilot, we can make more conscious decisions about how we want to spend our time and energy. We can choose to focus on activities that bring us joy, fulfillment, and growth. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The coffee zombie. Do you find yourself reaching for a cup of coffee every morning without even thinking about it? Try switching to tea or simply going without for a few days. Notice how you feel and whether you actually need that caffeine fix. The social media addict. Do you mindlessly scroll through social media whenever you have a free moment? Set a timer for how long you'll allow yourself to browse, or try deleting the apps from your phone for a week. See how it affects your mood and productivity. The couch potato. Do you find yourself plopping down on the couch every evening after work? Try taking a walk, reading a book, or engaging in a hobby instead. Notice how it changes your energy levels and overall well-being. How to break the habit, the fun part. 1. Identify the habit. What's the habit you want to break? Be specific. Instead of saying, "I want to stop being lazy," say, "I want to stop watching TV for more than an hour a day." 2. Understand the trigger. What triggers the habit? Is it stress, boredom, a certain time of day, or a particular environment? Once you know the trigger, you can start to avoid it or replace it with a more positive behavior. 3. Replace the habit. Don't just try to stop doing something. Instead, replace it with a new, healthier habit. If you want to stop snacking on junk food, replace it with fruits and vegetables. If you want to stop scrolling through social media, replace it with reading or spending time in nature. 4. Be patient. Breaking a habit takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you slip up. Just pick yourself up and keep going. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. The bottom line. Habits are powerful, but they don't have to control us. By becoming aware of our habits, understanding their triggers, and replacing them with more positive behaviors, we can break free from the mental chains that hold us back and live more intentional, fulfilling lives. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Lesson 6. Reboot the real work. Ditch the hustle. Find your flow. All right, folks, let's cut the crap and talk about real work. Not the endless grind, the hustle culture, the rise and grind mentality that's got us all burnt out. We're talking about the kind of work that lights you up, that makes you feel alive, that leaves you feeling satisfied at the end of the day. The busy trap. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be more productive, to do more, to achieve more. We're glued to our screens, checking emails, scrolling through social media, juggling multiple tasks at once. But all this busyness doesn't necessarily equate to meaningful work. As the philosopher Seneca put it, it is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and a sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements if it were all well invested. So, how do we reboot our approach to work and find more meaning and fulfillment in what we do? 1. Define your real work. What are you truly passionate about? What are your unique talents and skills? What kind of work makes you feel like you're making a difference? Take some time to reflect on these questions and identify your real work, the work that aligns with your values, your passions, and your purpose. 2. Ditch the distractions. In today's hyper-connected world, distractions are everywhere. Emails, notifications, social media, the endless stream of information vying for our attention. Learn to set boundaries, turn off notifications, and create dedicated blocks of time for focused work. As the saying goes, work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. 3. Embrace deep work. Deep work is the state of focused concentration that allows us to produce our best work. It's about eliminating distractions, setting clear goals, and immersing ourselves fully in the task at hand. As Cal Newport, author of Deep Work, puts it, clarity about what matters provides clarity about what does not. 4. Find your flow. Flow is that magical state where you're completely absorbed in what you're doing, time seems to disappear, and you're performing at your peak. It's the sweet spot between challenge and skill, where you're pushing yourself, but not overwhelmed. To find your flow, choose tasks that are both challenging and engaging, and create an environment that minimizes distractions. 5. Prioritize rest and recovery. Real work isn't about burning the candle at both ends. It's about working sustainably, taking breaks, and prioritizing rest and recovery. As the saying goes, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The writer's retreat. Many writers find that they're most productive when they disconnect from the world and immerse themselves in their work. They might rent a cabin in the woods, go on a silent retreat, or simply turn off their phones and close their email for a few hours each day. The entrepreneur's morning routine. Many successful entrepreneurs have a morning routine that sets them up for a productive day. This might include meditation, exercise, journaling, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. The artist's creative rituals. Many artists have rituals that help them get into the creative flow. This might include listening to music, lighting candles, or taking a walk in nature. The bottom line, rebooting the real work is about shifting your focus from quantity to quality, from busyness to meaning, from hustle to flow. It's about doing work that matters, work that lights you up, work that leaves you feeling fulfilled and satisfied. As the poet Mary Oliver put it, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" Lesson 7. See the world like a poet and an artist. Unleash your inner creative genius. All right, folks, let's ditch the mundane and dive into a world of wonder. We're not talking about art school or poetry slams, although those are cool too. We're talking about a mindset shift, a way of perceiving the world that can transform your everyday life into a masterpiece. The art of seeing. Ever notice how kids see the world with such wonder and curiosity? They're fascinated by the smallest details. A ladybug crawling on a leaf, a cloud shaped like a dinosaur, the way sunlight filters through the trees. Somewhere along the way, we lose that sense of awe and wonder. We get caught up in the daily grind, the to-do lists, the endless stream of information bombarding our senses. But what if we could recapture that childlike wonder? What if we could see the world through the eyes of a poet or an artist? The philosopher's lens. The ancient Greeks had a word for this, theoria, which means contemplation or speculation. It's about looking beyond the surface of things, seeing the hidden patterns and connections, and finding beauty in the ordinary. As the philosopher Plato put it, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. But what if we could train our eyes to see more beauty, more meaning, more magic in the world around us? So, how do we cultivate this artistic and poetic vision? 1. Slow down. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to rush through life without really paying attention. Take some time each day to slow down, breathe deeply, and simply observe your surroundings. Notice the colors, the textures, the sounds, the smells. 2. Look for patterns. Poets and artists are masters at finding patterns and connections in the world around them. Look for patterns in nature, in architecture, in human behavior. Notice the way light and shadow play on a building, the way a flock of birds moves in unison, the way a smile can light up a room. 3. Embrace metaphor. Metaphor is the language of poetry and art. It's about seeing one thing in terms of another, finding similarities in seemingly disparate things. For example, a sunset might be described as a fiery canvas, a rainstorm as a symphony of nature, or a city skyline as a concrete jungle. 4. Cultivate curiosity. Ask questions, explore new ideas, challenge your assumptions. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and try new things. The world is full of surprises, waiting to be discovered. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The commuter poet. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through your phone on your commute, look out the window and observe the world around you. Notice the way the sunlight reflects off the buildings, the way the trees sway in the wind, the way people interact with each other. Write a haiku or a short poem about what you see. The urban sketcher. Carry a sketchbook with you and capture the essence of your surroundings in quick sketches. Don't worry about perfection. Just focus on capturing the feeling of the moment. The mindful eater. Instead of wolfing down your food, take a moment to appreciate the colors, textures, and flavors. Notice the way the food smells, the way it feels in your mouth, the way it nourishes your body. The bottom line. Seeing the world like a poet and an artist is about more than just appreciating beauty. It's about cultivating a sense of wonder, curiosity, and creativity that can enrich every aspect of your life. As the poet William Blake said, "To see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour." Lesson 8. Wherever you go, there your choice is, your inner compass in a chaotic world. All right, folks, let's talk about freedom, not the flag-waving, fireworks-exploding kind of freedom. We're talking about the kind of freedom that lives inside your head. The freedom to choose your attitude, your thoughts, and your actions, no matter where life takes you. The illusion of external control. We often think that our happiness and well-being depend on external circumstances. Our job, our relationships, our bank account, the weather. We believe that if only we could change our circumstances, we'd finally be happy. But here's the thing. External circumstances are constantly changing. They're like the weather, unpredictable and often out of our control. The Stoic power of choice. The ancient Stoics knew this all too well. They taught that true freedom comes from within, from our ability to choose our response to whatever life throws our way. As Epictetus put it, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This doesn't mean we should passively accept whatever happens. It means we should focus on what we can control: our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, and let go of what we can't. So, how do we exercise our power of choice in everyday life? 1. Recognize your freedom. No matter where you are or what you're going through, you always have the freedom to choose your attitude. You can choose to be positive, optimistic, and hopeful, or you can choose to be negative, pessimistic, and cynical. 2. Reframe your perspective. When faced with a challenge, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I grow from this experience?" Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. 3. Focus on what you can control. Instead of dwelling on things you can't change, focus on what you can do to improve your situation. Take action, make choices, and move forward. 4. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and despair. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The traffic jam, Stoic. Instead of cursing the traffic, use the time to listen to an audiobook, practice mindfulness, or simply enjoy the forced break from your busy day. The laid-off optimist. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, use the opportunity to explore new career paths, learn new skills, or start a passion project. The cancer patient. Instead of giving in to despair, focus on the things you can control: your attitude, your treatment plan, your support system. Find joy in the small things and cherish each moment. The bottom line. Wherever you go, there your choice is. It's a simple yet profound truth that can transform your life. By recognizing your freedom to choose your response to any situation, you can find peace, joy, and meaning even in the midst of adversity. As Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, famously said, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Lesson 9. Reignite your thoughts. Upgrade your mental software. All right, folks, let's talk about the power of thought. No, not the think positive fluff you see on Instagram. We're talking about the raw, unfiltered power of your mind to shape your reality, your experiences, and ultimately, your life. The mind as a muscle. Think of your mind like a muscle. If you don't use it, it gets weak and flabby. But if you challenge it, exercise it, and feed it the right nutrients, it can grow stronger, sharper, and more resilient. As the philosopher René Descartes famously said, "I think, therefore I am." But what if we took it a step further and said, "I think, therefore I create"? Our thoughts are not just passive reflections of reality, they're active forces that shape our world. Why reignite your thoughts? Our thoughts can be our greatest allies or our worst enemies. They can lift us up or drag us down, inspire us or discourage us, empower us or imprison us. When our thoughts become stagnant, repetitive, or negative, we get stuck in a rut, both mentally and emotionally. Reignite your thoughts too. Break free from limiting beliefs. We all have beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. Some of these beliefs are empowering, while others are limiting. By challenging our assumptions and questioning our beliefs, we can break free from the mental chains that hold us back. Cultivate a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. By embracing a growth mindset, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and challenges, and we become more resilient in the face of setbacks. Enhance creativity and innovation. Our thoughts are the building blocks of our creativity. By expanding our thinking, exploring new ideas, and connecting seemingly unrelated concepts, we can spark our imagination and come up with innovative solutions to problems. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The entrepreneur's pivot. When faced with a failing business, an entrepreneur with a growth mindset will see it as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and pivot in a new direction. They'll challenge their assumptions, question their strategies, and come up with innovative solutions to turn things around. The artist's breakthrough. An artist who's stuck in a creative rut can reignite their thoughts by experimenting with new mediums, exploring different genres, or collaborating with other artists. By pushing their boundaries and stepping outside their comfort zone, they can spark their creativity and produce groundbreaking work. The student's aha moment. A student who's struggling with a difficult concept can reignite their thoughts by seeking out different explanations, asking for help from a tutor or teacher, or simply taking a break and coming back to the problem with fresh eyes. By persevering and approaching the problem from different angles, they can eventually achieve a breakthrough. How to reignite your thoughts, your mental workout routine. 1. Challenge your assumptions. Question your beliefs, your biases, and your preconceived notions. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Are there other perspectives I haven't considered? 2. Seek out new information. Read books, watch documentaries, listen to podcasts, attend lectures, engage in conversations with people who have different views than you. The more you expose yourself to new ideas and perspectives, the more your thinking will expand. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. By cultivating mindfulness, you can become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and you can learn to detach from negative thought patterns. 4. Embrace curiosity. Ask questions, explore new interests, try new things. The more curious you are, the more your mind will grow and evolve. The bottom line: your thoughts are not just fleeting mental events. They're powerful forces that shape your reality. By reigniting your thoughts, you can break free from limiting beliefs, cultivate a growth mindset, enhance your creativity, and live a more fulfilling life. As the philosopher Socrates said, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." So, go out there and learn something new. Your mind will thank you for it. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's journey into Stoicism and finding inner peace. Remember, life throws all sorts of challenges our way, but by focusing on what we can control and accepting what we can't, we can navigate these ups and downs with grace and resilience. It's not about avoiding difficulties, but facing them with a strong and steady mind. So, next time you're in a tough spot, take a deep breath, reflect on your circle of control, and choose your response wisely. As Marcus Aurelius said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Thanks for watching, and don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe, and leave a comment below about how you practice Stoicism in your life. See you in the next video. Stay strong, stay Stoic.